Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 7 Minutes Can Transform Your Life. What's the best solution? Now, let's get started with today's show. You've been there. You walk into a meeting with what you know is a brilliant idea. Your heart's racing because you can feel this could be the breakthrough your company needs. Then you share it. Within 7 minutes, maybe less, 3 people have found 12 reasons why it won't work. And there you sit, watching your idea get dissected by people who haven't had an original thought in years. Sound familiar? Here's what's really happening in that room, and why understanding it can transform not just your meetings, but your entire entrepreneurial journey. Most creative ideas get murdered by what I call the professional pessimists. These are the devil's advocate types who've learned that the fastest way to sound smart in a meeting is to poke holes in someone else's thinking. They feel important by finding flaws, not solutions. And here's the kicker. After enough of these encounters, your brain starts self-censoring before you even open your mouth. You begin killing your own ideas before they see daylight. But here's what's really happening beneath the surface. Criticism feels infinitely safer than creativity to most people. Think about it. If you shoot down an idea, the worst that happens is status quo. But if you support an idea that fails, you're now associated with that failure. Meeting dynamics naturally reward risk aversion over innovation because nobody ever got fired for saying no to something that didn't happen. Let me share a story that perfectly illustrates this. I was coaching Sarah, a brilliant product manager at a mid-sized tech company. She walked into a strategy meeting with an idea for a customer service chatbot. Before she could finish explaining the potential, 3 colleagues had already jumped in with objections. Cost concerns, technical limitations, user adoption challenges. Sarah watched her idea get dismantled in real time. She stayed quiet about similar innovations for months while their main competitor launched an identical feature that generated over $2 million in new revenue. So what's the best solution? It's not about finding better people or avoiding meetings altogether. It's about developing what I call an idea protection strategy. When you present ideas, building constraints from the start, specific budget parameters, realistic timelines, defined scope. This gives the pessimist something concrete to work with instead of abstract fears. Then, and this is crucial, ask for build-up feedback first and criticism second. Train the room to say what would make it work before they explain why it won't. Most importantly, document everything. Ideas have lives beyond single meetings. That chatbot concept Sarah mentioned? She eventually pitched it again 6 months later with proper protection strategies, and it became their most successful product launch that year. Here's your actionable takeaway. Before your next meeting, write down 1 idea with 3 specific limitations. Present it using this exact phrase: what would need to be true for this to work? Watch how the entire conversation shifts from destruction to construction. Those 7 minutes where your ideas typically die, they can become 7 minutes where they come alive instead. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.